Well, hey, listen, obviously feels good to be able to get back out on the field and start working football again. It's really, you know, this is a time where, you know, you recognize that football season is coming on us quick. So I think these rookies have done a real good job coming out here the last couple of days, and they're very eager to learn and try to get better and do anything they can to help this team win. And so, you know, we're excited about having them out there. We've had a good couple of days of work, and we get a chance to work with them again tomorrow. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Philosophy in terms of how much you give these guys, do you try and overload them and see what they can retain or give them a little bit of the time?
Well, really, you know, they're in catch-up mode right now. You know, we've had our varsity in here for a while now, and we've had an opportunity to meet with them several times, actually get out on the field with them a few times and kind of run through some plays on air. So, you know, we're trying to get them into a catch-up mode. In this camp, it's more about not really overloading them so much, giving them enough to kind of test them a little bit, but really not overloading them so much where we get a chance to really see them run around and see what they can do.
How hard is it to gauge things out there against air and, you know, without the tackling and all of that?
Well, I mean, I think you just got to know what you're looking for, you know. I mean, I think really with the limited contact that you have in these camps, you know, you don't get a chance to really feel as much with the offensive and defensive lines. I think you get a lot more out of seeing what they're doing from a skill position standpoint. So, you know, our coaches have been they've been chomping at the bit to get out here with these guys. And so, you know, we got some new coaches on the staff, and I think they've done an outstanding job the last couple of days.
This would have been, and even though it's not really football yet, but it's for Hayden's first time out, you know, to go out and make some plays in the ball and such. How do you think he looked?
Well, I think he's looked pretty good. You know, he's nursing a hamstring a little bit. He strained his hamstring, you know, running a 40 when he was going through the workout process. So he's still not quite 100% from there, but he's been out there working through it. He made a nice play on the ball today. So I'm pleased with where, you know, DJ's at. And again, you know, it's going to be a learning process. It's putting one foot in front of the other. And you know, I think when it comes time to play games, you know, this September, I think he'll be ready to roll.
Latavius Murray's work catching the ball out of the backfield, he looked really very smooth, you know, and is that the kind of thing you're talking about, the skill position things that can jump out at you at a camp like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that was one of the things that we saw on tape that they did with him there at Central Florida, is they were able to use him out of the backfield to catch the ball, and he's done a real nice job at that. He runs nice routes. He's extremely intelligent, so he's picked up the offense really well, and he's got really soft hands, so he does a nice job in the, you know, not only in catching the ball, but also when you look at it, he's done a nice job of picking up and pass protection. Yeah, today was a day where, you know, I thought the tight ends kind of stepped up a little bit yesterday, and they kind of showed out a little bit. And then today I thought Bryce Butler, you know, throwing the ball down the field to him, he's a guy that's a big target that can really run. And so, you know, we wanted to try to throw the ball down the field to him a couple times and see him go get it, and he did a nice job today.
Charlie Wilson seems to throw a really hard, accurate ball, Dennis. What have you seen from him these past two practices?
Well, I've liked the way that Tyler's, you know, commanded the huddle. You know, I've liked the way that he's gone through his reads. You know, obviously, you know, picking up a new system, I think there's still a little bit of rust there, but throwing the ball, I think he's done a nice job. I don't have any question about his arm strength and his accuracy.
Before the draft, there was so much of a stress on character, the right guys, and the guys you want in the mix. And when you made the picks, Stacy McGee's pick kind of stuck out a little bit, just because there was issues with him that, you know, that would think that you got kind of fly in the face of what you guys were looking at. But Reggie said, you know, look the kid in the eye, and he deserved a chance. What's your impressions of him so far?
Well, I feel the same way. I mean, you know, hey, listen, you know, we're big on character. We want good character guys. All right. Guys are going to make mistakes. Nobody's perfect. And you know, when we did all our research on him, you know, we felt like that he was a guy that we wanted to give a second opportunity to. And we've had a lot of conversations with him. I think he understands, you know, the mistakes that he's made in the past. He's ready to, you know, learn from those and move on from it. And, you know, I think if he can do that, then he's got a lot of ability. And there might be a football player there for us.
What are his attributes that you see in terms of his football playing ability that you see that he can
Well, the biggest, I mean, when he walks out on the field, I mean, you know, he looks like an NFL defensive tackle. I mean, he's got really good size and strength, and for his size, he moves really well. So he's a guy that I think's got really good ability to stop the run. You know, pass rush is an area where he can continue to improve on, but, you know, he's a guy that I'm anxious to see when he really gets a chance to get out there and work. He's coming off the foot right now, so he's not, you know, he's not ready to go 100%. So he'll be a guy that I'm anxious to see when, you know, when he's totally healthy.
In these 3 days of this camp, are you going into, like, say, a transition period? You're working on some things one day and you're moving on to another thing? Or are you just kind of doing the same thing and seeing how the players progress, you know, over the 3 days?
Well, no, we're moving on. You know, yesterday was a you know, first and second down emphasis. Today was a third down emphasis. Tomorrow will be a red zone emphasis. So, you know, we're trying to expose them to, you know, not only, you know, what we have in the base playbook, but also some of the situational stuff that we're going to see. And again, they're just getting the base foundation of what we're going to do offensively and defensively. And they'll be back in again on Monday. You know, after this camp's over, they're back in again on Monday. We'll have the veteran players here, and we'll keep moving forward.
You said from the beginning, pretty much in terms of, like, defensive schemes, like, look, we're gonna put together a scheme that's gonna fit the guys that we have. Now that you're pretty sure that you have your guys, with only a few exceptions, is that scheme being implemented now? Can you say now whether you're a 3-4 team or a 4-3 team?
Well, hey, listen, we're basing, you know, out of a 4-3, just like we did last year. But we're going to have the ability to have some 3-4 looks, you know, and being able to implement those things and try to make them as simple as we can for our players, as well as try to make it complicated for the offense. I think, you know, a lot of people look at, well, they got this linebacker, you know, we're stacked at linebacker, and now all of a sudden we're going to a 3-4. Well, that's not really necessarily the case. I mean, when you look at the team, you got to develop depth across the team, and fortunately for us, we feel good about the linebacker situation. And when you really look at it, the quickest way we're going to help this football team is improving the special teams. And that's a big part of it. I think, you know, the linebackers, the secondary, the tight ends, you know, those are all areas that we can improve our football team through special teams.
Is the plan to keep Watson at right tackle, go through training camp and everything like that?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's real athletic. You can see that he's got power. He kind of rolled his ankle a little bit. We held him out a little bit there towards the middle and into practice. But you see all the attributes of what it takes to play offensive tackle in this league. And he's a guy, again, you know, he's relatively inexperienced at the position. So he's got a ways to go as far as growing. But the good thing is over these first couple of days, you know, he's picking everything up pretty good. You know, he's not lost out there. He's got an idea of what's going on, and I just see him getting better.
You mentioned the linebacker. What are your impressions of seeing him move
in? Well, I thought he's done a good job. You know, we let him rush a little bit today. He's played the Will linebacker. We've played him at the Sam linebacker. His ability to understand multiple positions has been good. He's a guy that, you know, like I said, you know, after we drafted him, he loves football. He loves football. He wants to work. He wants to get better. And he's a guy that, you know, I just think is going to continue to get better as he gets comfortable with the scheme.
Is he almost, in terms of size and speed and active, is he kind of almost a Wheeler type guy? Can he be that kind of?
Well, I mean, he's got some of those attributes. You know, he's athletic in space, which was something that Phillip was really good at. You know, I think he's got great awareness for the game, and he's probably got a little bit more coming off the edge. You know, Phil was really good inside, had a lot of wiggle. You know, CO's probably got a little bit more, you know, edge rush to him.
Anything else for Coach? Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.